Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great, Matt. How are you today?
I'm good, and thanks so much for joining the program. You know, I wanted to chat a little bit today about a recent article that I read about Facebook plugging the holes that allowed strangers to see your friends list by accessing it through a mobile device. Can you tell us a little bit more about this hole?
Sure. You know, it's a problem with testing. People don't do really good testing in many cases. And back in December, Facebook made some privacy changes so that your friends list is now publicly available information. You can't shut off access to it completely, but you can hide it from your profile for non-friends. But they didn't test, what if someone accesses our website through a mobile device? And it turned out that if I used my cell phone, my BlackBerry, to access the Facebook site, I could see all your friends, even if you had them hidden from non-friends. I was listed as a non-friend. So this is a serious privacy issue, and people have to understand that even if they think Facebook or MySpace or any of these sites are going to protect the information they have up there, it's not foolproof. And so you've got to be very selective about what information you put up on these social networking sites.
Right. No, it seems like with some of the privacy changes that they made in December, they were actually giving more access to some of that content. I mean, do you know the reason behind this? And you would have thought that they would have checked the mobile device features as well.
I suspect that the reason behind it was to raise advertising revenues. The more information that's publicly up there, the more it attracts people that want to see information about other people, and that probably translates to advertising revenue. But, you know, Facebook's had a lot of problems recently with their security, and just on January 20th, it was reported that a vulnerability could enable attackers to collect data on Facebook users and friends. And, you know, these Facebook applications, a lot of people don't realize that when they use the Facebook applications, they're authorizing the application to send their user ID, their friends list, everything to a third party.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot to take into consideration when you put information up on a social networking site. And don't think that just because they can say the word privacy, it means that you have any.
Right, exactly. I mean, do you recommend then people maybe stay away from using the third-party applications on the site?
I absolutely recommend that they stay away from using the third-party applications. Not only does it result sometimes in all your information being shared, but there was the case of the Rocky.com data breach where a bunch of passwords were, you know, hacked because Rocky kept them wrong, and Rocky makes a bunch of these applications. You don't usually know who's writing the applications on these social networking sites. You don't know what they know about security, how they're protecting your data, what kinds of worms they might be enabling on these social networking sites. So I just refuse to use any applications. Birthday apps, cards, farm animals, any of them.
Right, exactly. No, that's good advice. And anything for recommendations on using Facebook via your mobile device? Are there some additional security risks there that people should be aware of?
With mobile devices, one of the key things is don't download anything unless you're absolutely certain of what it is. You're going to see a lot more attacks against mobile devices, and the primary attack vector is getting someone to download an application. So, you know, right now, I think that's the biggest thing is don't download applications to your mobile device. But other than that, I think the bigger problem really is the information that you're willing to share on a social networking site and being aware of what's up there and that it may be very vulnerable.
Well, as always, great advice for our listeners and good information on trying to avoid those third-party apps. If you have any additional questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.